I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Super Smash Stories. You got Matt.
That's your boy Chiwa.
You got Duvall.
I'm Tom.
Welcome to the podcast. Shout out to Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey.
Shout out to DJ V Dub, not here. He's got the butt squirts.
Shout out V Dub.
Sorry about you.
But I'm gonna step in for you, bro. You know I got your back. Give me chess music all day.
So one of these subjects that I wanted to kind of to touch on, I mean, in my family now, my little family, I'm thoroughly happy. I mean, I'm over the fucking moon. I have a loving family. It means the world to me. But back in the day, I had met this woman, and tonight we're going to talk about a little promiscuity.
Promiscuity.
You can enter the Nelly Furtado Timberlake, the Timberland song right now if you want.
Jesus.
Promiscuous girl.
So it was during college, a little bit, I would say maybe like fourth semester in, I met this older lady. I mean, I wouldn't say she's a lady, older woman at that point. She was older than I was.
But she was no lady.
So we were talking, hanging out, bullshitting for a solid, I would say, about 3 months. Mm. And
the puppy dog stage.
Oh, yeah. Right, the puppy dog stage is like, honeymoon. We're fucking, we're chilling, you know, we're doing all that. Like, yeah. That's more of like, it's lust before love type deal.
Yep.
So we're hanging out. I think shit's fucking gravy, you know. We're not hanging out all the time, but, you know, I talk to her at night.
Yeah.
Normally it was a late night. So we're talking. And the one day I'm out grocery shopping and I see her standing in the cereal aisle. I can't forget this. Buying fucking Trix.
I was about to ask what it was.
It was Trix. I mean, it would have been better if it was Fruity Pebbles.
Trix are for kids.
Yeah.
That's what she was buying them for. That's what she was buying them for.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to call her Sarah. Yep. So I walk on. Hey, Sarah, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah.
I'm good with just calling her Trix.
Like, we're Trixie. <Yeah. laughs> Her name was Trixie. And I'm sitting there, and her eyes get real fucking big.
Mm.
Like, huge. I'm talking, like, flying squirrel, like, raccoon eyes. Huge.
She's out of pocket.
And she's looking around, looking over her shoulder, and I'm, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah. And all of a sudden, I see this man and two small children,
like she's looking for the ops,
walking next to the cart, heading down the cereal aisle.
Snake?
Stops.
Snake!
pulls right over to the Trix of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I look at her, she looks at me. Alright, well, have a nice day. And I kept fucking walking through the cereal aisle. I'm not gonna sit there and quiet. I'm not gonna blow up your spot. I'm not.
Right.
But at that point, it occurred to me that this bitch had a whole fucking family.
He gonna cry in the car.
I mean, I felt some type of way.
He gonna cry in the car.
Cry in I the didn't car. Cry in the car.
That's his grandmama chain.
But I was a little let down.
His chain was buying
like,
Trix.
She had a whole other Trixie! World. Like, they probably owned a
bitch,
home.
I loved you, Trixie.
Are you able to eat Trix still?
I mean, I never even liked Trix to begin with, really.
So like, I said,
fuck Trixie.
Did you ever get any type of closure?
Here's the best part about
it.
I hit her up, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, you know, my phone's broken, blah, 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 can't really talk. Called the phone. A week later, this phone number is no longer in service.
Ooh.
Like, oh. So, no, I did not get any type of closure.
I guess you didn't need it.
At that point, no. I knew what was going on, like, so.
How old were you?
McCarriger Street days, so.
22,
21, 22? 23-ish. 23, okay. Yeah. Do I, you got any?
Man, do I. I'm gonna take it back. I was in middle school. And in middle school, I have moved to this area where it was predominantly white people.
Predominantly or predominantly? Predominantly. Okay.
So, you know, I'm interacting with white girls and whatnot. So my foster brother, he was messing with this black girl who had a white friend. I'm not going to say her name.
Siobhan.
Let's call her Siobhan. Whatever.
I'll say Petey Pablo.
Siobhan. So.
Monique.
Christina. I meet this chick at the park. We rode our bikes and shit up there. And it threw me off because, you know, I'm fresh from the city. And, we talk for like 2-3 minutes, and then she's like, "You want to go over here behind these bushes so I can suck your dick?" I was like, "Whoa,
fuck his conversation."
Is this a test?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. So you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and stunt like, "Yeah, I got my dick sucked." Oh, crazy. No, I did not get my dick sucked.
That's sad.
I was nervous.
I mean,
that never happened.
How old were you?
I think I was 14. You know what I'm saying?
It's not a butt, it's a cigarette.
Yeah. That's how I do it. So, long story short, I start fucking with Shorty. But while I'm fucking with Shorty, I'm fucking with this other Shorty. Bad John. You know what I mean?
Another white girl?
No, hell no, she wasn't a white girl. She looked like Cookie from Empire.
Oh, Taraji P. Henson.
She looked like Taraji.
Taraji. Shout out Taraji.
She looked like Taraji, which was Eddie's girlfriend's cousin. So I'm playing Shorty bad. There's some foul shit. You know what I mean? Like this one particular time, I'm kicking it with her at Eddie's girl's crib. We all there together. Now, Taraji, she want to come over. So I'm like, all right, bet. You coming over. You know what I'm saying? So then I tell Siobhan, I had to remember the name. I tell Siobhan, go way out back in the backyard and sit there and I'll be back. She goes, it's lit. You know what I mean? She come in, I'm kicking it, I'm chilling with Taraji. You know what I mean? Feet kicked up, she rubbing my hair at the time. You know, I'm bald now. At the time I had the freno. So, you know what I mean? She rubbing her hands through the hair and all that.
What kind of hair did you have?
I had the freno.
The fuck's that?
Afro.
It's the afro.
Okay. I speak Ebonics, but I'm not that deep.
I will break down Ebonics like a motherfucker for anybody.
I'm well versed, but it wasn't the Dr. J John. It was the pre AI John.
Okay.
You feel me?
Got you.
So yeah, and I ain't gonna stunt. I had the kid in. I threw the kid in, so it was silky. You know what I mean? It was groovy. So,
I'll bring it down for you afterwards exactly what he said.
Okay.
So she rubbing her hands to the drum, we kicking her. Next thing you know, Shorty knocking on the back door.
Was like, it cold out or was it during the summer?
It was like spring.
I was gonna say, imagine putting a bitch out back in the dead of winter. Hey, yo, go wait in that 3 foot of snow.
But it's March. Yeah, I know, but.
Yeah, so March.
So, trying to be freaky. You
know, long story short, I go out there. I kind of try to finesse it, cuss her out a little bit, and then I hit her with the joint. It was funny as shit. I was like, don't you gotta go home to eat dinner?
You call a little kid? Streetlights are on.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, she start crying and she walk home. I guess she going home to eat dinner. And I finished busting it up. Now, mind you.
Did she know you were in the house with the other girl?
Yeah. She seen it the whole night. It got wicked after a couple months.
Wait a minute, so you had them going through Hunger Games?
It got wicked.
Like she's trying to compete with the girl inside.
It got wicked. So, you know, but the funny thing about it is it had to be about maybe 6 years later.
Well, you know, they're fucked now somewhere.
6 years later?
About 5 or 6 years later. I run into Siobhan again. And now she's bad, like even badder than when we were younger. Like sexy, titties popping.
Love it when that happens.
You know what I'm saying? I loved it. So I'm like, yo, you know, like, what's up? Like, we ain't never really, you know what I mean? I think I spent my
G. We never really reached our potential.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We got unfinished business.
So she like, yeah, you know what I mean? I'll fuck with you, da da da. So I'm like, cool. All right, bet. So we talking for like 2-3 weeks. Tell me come over to her crib. You know, now she got her own spot and all that. So I slid over to the crib. You know what I mean? Nigga got a dick sucked.
Put that on the shirt. Slid to her crib. A nigga got a dick sucked.
Real shit.
Hashtag that shit.
So now I'm like, it's lit.
Probably
like,
frowned upon for me to hashtag that.
Probably.
It's in, anybody. It's in strong context. Except CY. Yeah.
That's not our hashtag.
Hashtag me.
I'm friends with my mom on Facebook.
Yeah. Man, hashtag me got his dick sucked.
Bring back hashtag valid decisions.
Yeah, we should. Shit. We should. So, I got a lot of flack for that.
So then
we did.
After I get the dick sucked, you know, I slide back to the crib, you know, and I'm still busting it up with her about 2-3 weeks past again. And, you know, I'm ready for another dick suck. You know what I'm saying? So I hit her up and all that.
I'm full.
I hit her up and all that. And I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, what's going on? You ain't really been responding to the calls and all that. Da 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 da. And then she hit me with the, how's it feel?
Ooh.
I said, well, how what? It felt good with the dick suck. I mean, that's the whole point of. She's like, no, how's it feel to be played like you played me?
That is a vindictive woman.
And then she banged on me.
See, today now she's a feminist. She's burning bras. See what you did? No, I'm just playing. Shout out to all the feminists out there.
But you know, it was a lesson learned.
Tom, what about you? Oh, man. As far as like cheating and shit, like I've ended up on the other end of it unknowingly many times, you know, where just like, hey, by the way, I feel like it's important to mention that I'm engaged.
Oh,
you know,
whoa. How long was that going on?
Whoa. It was going on a little bit, like a couple months.
Did you say why? When she said that, I was like, why?
I was like, shit, alright. Like, right. You know, what do I even, you know, okay. You know, that's good to know. And, you know, in the course, you know, she,
Were you friends with her on Facebook? Or was Facebook not existent at the time?
No, it was, existent. I wasn't friends with her yet. I've never been that big on, like, Facebook, so it was... You know, just, it didn't matter, but it was just this like fucked up situation. I don't know. She had this whole like fucking story of how pressured into it she was and all this.
With
shit.
You with, or with her?
No,
fiance?
No, with the fiance.
Like, and the family too, because the family plays a role.
Well,
in
that it. I'm not happy. I'm gonna be a military wife.
Well, it's like, you know, she's, you know, super family oriented, Italian. You know, super family oriented.
I like
and,
Italian.
You know, she and she got them childbearing hips.
I know what he means.
Nigga,
you
nigga, no. Answer the question. Was she thick? Was she thick like gumbo? thick like a jaw?
Like the freshest pear you've ever seen.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like just that. One pair? I'm just picturing her body shape was a pair. Them hips went out and then. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. She was small chest, but she was fucking gorgeous. So
it don't matter.
You know, ooh. Yeah. No. See, that's the thing. I can never consider myself or anyone a boob guy because everyone loves.
Man,
boobs.
Shake my hand, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I truly appreciate a great ass.
Yo,
but...
straight men, gay men, straight women, gay women. I've seen all of them play with titties. Everybody loves titties.
Yeah.
I like missing nipples.
That's why I'm an ass guy.
You gotta be the nipples on them titties.
Like Derek said, like, it's either that or you're a leg guy. Like, I'm not really like, ooh, you got a nice pair of stumps on you.
Yo, it... Like,
it's not like that. It's not like that at all.
I'll tell you what.
Who the fuck... You got some stumps, girl.
Yeah, oh, what, really? She got no feet?
That's what like, what? I,
well, if you're just about the legs and not about the feet, you gotta block out the feet.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not about the feet. I'm not huge on legs, but, you know...
Bro,
like,
my feet are
but
ugly.
I know a nice pair of legs when I see them, right. You know? But... Yeah, no, so, like, this this shit, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, went on for a little bit with this girl, but, you know, in the end, it just kind of fizzled out, you know, like, she had, like, all this.
Did she cut off contact completely, or did she, like, kind of wean away from it, be like, yeah, well, I have a fiance, and we're starting to be happy now?
It's so on and off. I didn't talk to her, like, for a bit after, like, before and after the wedding. She went through with it and all that. They're, I believe, separated. I'm not sure.
Well, why don't you hit her up? Solid callback.
But she's a mom, and that dominates most of her life. She's kind of... ended up kind of head of her family, so, you know, it just, you know, doesn't work out. But yeah, that was, like, a real, like, fucking weird spot for me, when it's like, shit, like, I'm already deep in the feelings by the time, you know, I get this information, and, you know, and she knew how to spin it, you know? So, but, yeah, it's usually when I'm in that situation, it's, like, just sprung on me. Like, I don't know, like, ahead of time.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Yeah, pretty much.
You know. Well, what about you?
Yeah, I got one story. It was my 19th birthday.
Well, on your birthday?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what happened. So, literally 10 years ago, 2 days ago. Shout out to my birthday 2 days ago.
Shout out to my birthday.
Shout out to birthdays.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
It's my own birthday.
So I remember. I was working at Shields at the time, and I got off, like, 2 days for my birthday. Like, I put in the fucking, what's that request shit you put in? Days off?
Yeah, PTO.
Yeah, PTO. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'm putting in PTO for these 2 days. So, my birthday landed on, like, a fucking Tuesday.
I had to take an intermission.
No, you're good, bro.
I had to throw up.
Shout outs to Red Cat. Red Cat Wine. Fucking TY up tonight. You're actually not even missing anything. I'm just getting to the middle of it. I got cheated on my 19th birthday.
Oh, damn.
All right, so continuing on that, right? continuing on that, so I didn't get paid till that Friday. It was Tuesday. I was broke. I'm 19. Everybody was broke at 19.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, damn, I ain't got no money. So... my mom was like, you remember that chain I got you for, like, your 15th birthday, like, 4 years ago? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you don't really wear it anymore. She's like, why don't you, like, cash it in and see how much it's worth? You know, it was gold, real gold. So I'm like, all right, cool. So, and plus, like, it was, like, one of those chains that clearly was out of style.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Like, after, like, 2 years, I was like, yeah.
So you went cash for gold?
It was a dope gold chain. It was, like, the gold rope, and it had, like, Jesus on the anchor. Like, it was dope. It was a dope chain. I didn't wear it to school too much, you know what I mean? But, like, I never had
a Jesus piece.
I had the great value version of Jesus Christ. What?
I had a couple Jesus pieces.
We'll talk about that another time, Jesus. But, anyways. So I go to the gold shop, over there in Kingston. I forget the name of it, but I think it's Rainbow Jewelers. Yeah. I go over there, and the guy's like, all right, let me weigh this up, and I'll be right back. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, maybe I'll get $100, $200. My man comes out. All right, so I weighed it up, and your total is $864.
Mm. No.
So, mind you.
That's awesome.
Mind you, I had just started kind of dating this chick that I met. Like, she lived around the area and shit like that. And this is when we were MySpace pimping. Shout outs to MySpace.
You were in my top 8.
Right. Shout outs to MySpace. We was MySpace pimping. And I remember that earlier that day, she had took me out for dinner and shit. All
right.
Like,
birthday dinner.
Yeah, it was cool. And so I remember she was like, oh, I'm about to go over so-and-so's house real quick. And then she's like, where are you guys going to be at tonight? I'm like, I don't know. We'll be floating around. This time I was riding around with Jetty and D-Rock. Shout out to Jetty and D-Rock if they're listening. And I remember...
We know Jetty does.
Yeah. And Jetty probably remembers this night too. So I had the 800 and something dollars. Like, I told Jetty and D-Rock, I'm like, yo, we about to have a wild ass night. Like, we about to have a good night. So I went to the bank, put all the money on my card, kept like a couple, actually I kept like some in my pocket, whatever, but I was getting ready to meet up with this chick later on. So I remember like she had just moved back to the area like a few months prior to me and her dating, and she was dating this dude that like sang R&B.
All right.
Strike one.
Yeah.
I can't compete with a singer. Right.
No.
Okay.
No.
I could carry.
Casey.
Right.
JoJo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who yeah? Like, this nigga was, yeah. Who yeah? Like, this nigga was on the track, like, Jodeci. Oh, I couldn't. I could keep a tune, but I can't belt it out.
Right.
You know what I
right.
mean? Like, I like, you know, like, I'm like Drake. Drake really can't sing, but he can keep a tune like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest. But, so I'm like, all right, well. You know, he's an R&B nigga. I'm just, yeah. I work in a deli. So, so she's texting me on like, oh, I'm about to slide through. Like, where you guys at? And like, we was at this wild ass party. Somebody was giving me like, I was drinking 151 and lemonade together.
Nice,
like,
nice.
Motherfuckers was handing me steel reserves. That was my first time drinking the steel. I didn't know what they. I thought it was just regular beer.
Okay.
Nobody told me. Yeah. If you chug three of these motherfuckers, this is a wrap.
Yeah.
Nobody told me that.
I done burnt a hole in the sweats.
Damn.
Fuck it.
And I remember she kept hitting me up, and I remember like. This is back, like, when, like, you kind of, like, knew. Like,
yeah.
Social media didn't
you
have to tell
what?
You.
Right.
You knew that, like, something fishy was going on.
Like, shout out to England Lager yeah. for this delicious beer.
And, I remember, the girl that she was hanging out with, her friend, supposedly, I guess, they was ended up going to some party where this singing nigga was. I guess he was performing or something like that at this party.
At a house party?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of party
it
was.
I'm just gonna stand on your steps and sing to the party.
I don't know what kind of party. I don't know if it was a house party. I don't know if it was at a spot. I don't know.
Right.
All I know is he was singing somewhere that night, and you know, So I remember it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and she hit me with the long ass message like, "Oh, like I know it was your birthday, and like this is what happened, and like
yeah.
I still got feelings for him and this and that." I'm like, "Yo, you could have told me this shit tomorrow."
Right? It's my birthday.
Like, you just fucked up my whole
night. And I'm all fucked up.
Like, you just fucked up my whole night. Like, shit was cool for, like, you know, 2 months, I would say, out of it, but it was just some wild shit. But on the bright side of that night, I ended up having a shit ton of money. To me, 19, $800-something a shit ton of money for me at that time. And, yeah. But dude, I was having a great fucking night. Like, we were having, and all I kept saying was, all night. Y'all hope she gets here soon. So like, cause I got the money for the telly. Like, I'm about to get the jacuzzi suite.
I know what you mean about like that feeling though. Like my one ex, we've been together like a year or some shit. This is MySpace days actually.
Yeah.
And I've never been one to like go through phones. You know, that's... Nah. I want someone fucking with my phone.
I never have, honestly.
No, for what?
This one time.
One, I'm not good with remembering numbers or dates or anything like that. So, I mean, Samantha has literally told me the password on her phone. I can't tell you how many times.
I have no fucking clue
what it is. Yeah. The only reason I have my phone locked is in case I lose it.
Right.
Like, obviously, I got some shit saved on my phone. I'm not saying nothing naughty, but I have, like... My bank account saved on there.
Oh, yeah.
I got a whole fucking notepad that says passwords.
It's 2019. Our whole world is
I have a notepad that says passwords, so I know what's what.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, like I said, if someone has my phone and it doesn't have a lock on it, now I got to change all my passwords, too, and every one of my passwords is the same goddamn thing. I would be so mad.
Man, but how do you unlock the phone if the password to unlock it's in the phone?
Oh, I'll never forget the password to my phone. And if anybody that knows me knows the password to my phone, I've already told the story on this podcast, so don't steal my phone.
But she, so like her phone goes off, she's asleep, and like I just got like this feeling, you know, just like in my gut.
Like,
Spidey senses.
Why are you getting a text message? Why are you getting a text message at 1:30 in the morning?
So
y'all was in bed asleep?
Yeah. So,
I feel some type of way too. My mind will start racing. But yeah.
Of the night, you know, and she even acting like a little distant and shit too. So, just something came over. I checked it, and like, you know, it wasn't even basic shit like you know, you down to smash kind of shit. It was because that I could understand.
Was it like intimate?
Know, it was like cutesy shit. You know,
like they've been chit-chatting. He was already comfy.
Right, he's not like, bitch, you want fuck?
Yeah, no, it was like, I like you. No, I like you. And it's like, fuck, man. Like, you know, so I woke her up. I'm like, pack up your stuff. I'm taking you home.
Right, yeah. You gotta go.
Yeah, why? Right then and there, she's like half awake.
What's going on?
Yeah. Man,
you gotta go.
And then she just like breaks down crying.
Right, I was wrong. All right, well, I understand that. Like, people fuck up.
Right.
Have you ever had to hide?
Not for me, but for a friend. A few friends.
I was gonna say, have you ever had to, like, hide
because someone was walking in? Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, hiding information. Oh,
no, not hiding information. I'm talking about hiding after sex.
This,
or during sex.
Oh, no.
Dude, this was the scariest thing in my life. Like, I drove like 2 hours or so. Like, she was like out near like
State College. Traveling for cheeks.
Yeah. She got, you know, this boyfriend, and like they live together. Not only do they live together, she lives in his family's house.
Oh, she's tripping.
Family house.
She's tripping.
So I don't know any of this shit, you know, prior, you know, and like I get there, and her like room setup is like in like this like front room, like maybe 20 feet from the front door, maybe, and it's all like open, you know, and like
we just got some curtains separating the walls,
and like we're getting like fucked up, and at that point I need it, you know, and then like you
it's
know
like SpongeBob,
and then she's trying to you know, but I'm just like looking over my shoulder and shit, you know, because you know evidently this dude's at work, and it's like, what the fuck is going on, you know. So I got out of there. Nothing happened. I was just like, I drove 2 hours to hang out, smoke, and fucking listen to Spotify at the end of it. But I was just like, nope, not about this situation.
Dude, didn't you have to jump out a window?
Because if something happens.
Yes, almost.
Almost?
Yes, it was fucking nutty. So, I meet this chick or whatever, and, she's telling me how she got this dude. She not fucking with him. He's some old head nigga. This, that, and third. I had just fucking moved down here in Wolfsburg. So I'm like, yeah, some new pussy. Bet. So she invites me over to the spot. It's late night. Actually, me, Matt, and my cousin were still shooting pool. Matt's like, you really gonna go over there and go get some pussy? I'm like, hell yeah.
I remember that night.
You remember that night, right?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I'm gonna finish this game. I'm gonna go to the crib. My cousin's still shooting pool. I slide the fuck out. I'm hype. I'm gonna get this once in.
Did you just hiccup while you were singing? Yeah. I'm gonna get this pussy. I'm gonna get this pussy.
It's that joke you're at the bar like 152.
Yeah, I'm about to get this pussy. That needs to be the ringtone.
I'm telling you, I'm just, I'm not that drunk, but.
She said, the door is open. Yeah, I'm about to, what?
So I get in there. I get to the crib, knock on the door and shit. She let me in. So we politicking and whatnot, busting it up all crazy. So I'm like, yo, like. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to the unsie.
Yeah.
So what's up with the what's up? So, you know, next
you're aggressive. Thing, holy shit.
I mean, I ain't say it like that.
No, he definitely did.
Yeah. How old were you?
This was probably like
22.
This was probably about like 8 years ago.
Yeah, like 22, something like that.
Okay, so yeah, you were definitely.
I was fresh out.
You was definitely wilding.
So, so boom, now I'm sucking on the nipples. Nipples suction action is going down. She rubbing on nigga head. I'm coming out.
He didn't have the afro anymore.
No, yeah, it was the low cut. You remember I had the low cut. So I'm sliding out the pants and shit. Next thing you know, you hear the boom 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 boom. So what the fuck is the cops here? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I knew I had some buzz and shit on me. Like, you know, I'm paranoid. I'm fresh out. I still have warrants and shit. The fuck
are you fresh out and still have warrants?
Real shit. It's crazy. Life would get real.
It's real in Philly, man.
So I'm like, God damn. So I'm peeking out the window. I see this bald head Mexican nigga with mad 40s. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck? You know, oh, that's my ex. I'm like, oh, shit. Next thing you know, he's still knocking. It's about 5-6 more Mexicans pulled up to the front door. Now I'm in the closet with it. hot.
God damn.
I said, God damn, I gotta call somebody. I gotta call. I call this nigga Matt. He about to be getting some pussy. I said, yo, man, I need you, bro. He said, what's going on? I said, nigga, I'm in the closet. He said, why you in the closet? I said, nigga. So I'm trying to explain to him. The whole time, he was like, no. Listen, I'm in the middle of something. And when he said that, the something, the way he said it, I knew it was the sheets.
Yeah.
So I said, God damn it. I said, he's not coming to rescue me. So I called my cousin. He like, man, I'm chilling, man. You wanted to go over there and get some pussy? I said, I know. That's the whole purpose. That I now need you to come rescue me. He said, nigga, you better jump out that window. I said, oh, man, jump out the window. So now
how high was the window?
It wasn't high.
Second floor or first
second
floor?
Second floor.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you got to dangle and drop.
Yeah, right, instead,
you can't jump. You got to dangle and drop. If you're jumping, you're going to have fucking shin splints for the rest of your life.
They trying to come in. They screaming through the jaw. Bitch, I know you got a nigga in there. Da, 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 da. So now I'm like, I'm out the fucking window. You know what I'm saying? So I crashed the window. I'm getting myself together. She, no, the cops is back there. What the fuck is the cops doing back there? So I'm waiting. She talking about they leaving. I see bulls circling the spot. I jumped out the window. I'm walking past. Cops got three niggas hemmed up. They looking at me. I don't know shit. I just keep walking. I got to the gate. Yeah. I ran.
For sure.
I ran like
I can see his tiny little legs kicking it down the street.
What? I was out. I said, fuck.
I'm picturing this.
Never again.
T.Y. just fucking dangling from a window. And he just
I had the hang jump.
Yo, were you in the closet sniffing panties?
No, nigga, I was in the closet panicking.
I did hear a rumor that you do like to sniff panties, though.
It's not a rumor.
Oh, my God.
And it's not like I'm just sniffing random panties. I'm sniffing my bitch panties.
Why?
Because her pussy smell good.
Okay.
Then why don't you stick your nose in it instead of the panties?
I do, but sometimes she ain't around and the panties is the second help.
I could see T.Y., butt-ass nigga walking around the house with his girl's panties on, like Bane's mask, like, we're about to go hide in the darkness.
And you might be very accurate.
I can see you just wearing them like Bane's mask, just walking around.
You think pussy is your ally.
Speak of the devil.
I was born in pussy.
I shall die in your pussy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I...
Time out. The fuck is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me, man?
What if you come across that one day on a Taco Tuesday that you sniff them panties, but she had an itchy butthole that day?
I guess I'm gonna have an itchy ass nose.
Oh my God.
Like, you're not just smelling pussy, you're smelling butt itch. At that point.
Yo, dude, just, like, sweat alone.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I've had that butt itch some days, and I know it's the truth.
So you ain't never sniffed no panties?
I have sniffed panties once. Wasn't about it. Stopped.
Duvall, keep it a thousand. Have you sniffed some panties?
to reiterate what Wink said, I did it once. Wasn't about it.
Nah,
stop.
I don't think I even tried it, to be honest.
Oh, this is a Planet Fitness day. Uh-oh.
Right. Oh, she's about to be, oh, these are primes.
I think even if it ever, like, crossed my mind, there's that thought. I was like, I know she's going to show up out of fucking nowhere around the corner.
Well, that is awesome that she does, but there's females that don't. So you can't just be explorative.
I'm not explorative.
Well, you are sniffing panties to begin with, because what if you catch it on Taco Tuesday?
You know, chicks sell them shits online, would you?
I'm not buying them.
We already touched on that once. T.Y. already talked about getting them in the mail and reading the letter.
No, but you could actually, like, go on the site and buy.
I'm not buying
them. Let me tell you something about panty sniffing, because as you know, I'm in shit on more than I mentions, but the only thing that would make cheating worse is if you know that you sniffed her panties and you're just sniffing some other dude's nut dump, you know?
See, that's why you gotta leave draws alone.
Yeah,
man.
Just leave them.
Leave draws alone. Not that that would happen to you, T.Y.
Definitely not.
But I'm just saying, you know. I mean,
for me, that's not a good idea.
I mean, I'm just thinking of the process, like one time I did it, like years ago, like they were just there.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you'd be rummaging through like the dirty clothes pile.
I need the one at the bottom.
Yeah. Let me flip these over. Let me flip these clothes over and get these drawers from the bottom. That's nasty. How's the process go?
There has to be a process.
How fresh? How fresh are we talking?
Right.
How freshly worn?
Be just coming off.
Okay.
Right. Well, if they're just coming off, then why don't you just get the real thing?
Who said I didn't?
Oh, so you're just one hand on the panties and then you're in.
That's just pre-gaming. That's just pre-gaming.
A little bit of both.
Nope.
Can't do it, man.
I'm fucked up.
Yeah. Clearly, your black hoodie looks like you were out in the snow for 2 hours with all the ashes that are on it. I can tell.
I actually thought that was a design.
Nope, that's just cigarette ashes.
See, yo, I met some guys tonight that were wearing Yeezy.
So I just threw a fistful of ashes on my hoodie. But, as we said earlier, traveling for the cheeks.
Yeah, that one. I've
taken 2 hours. Duvall, what's the furthest you traveled for some cheeks?
Oh, man.
Furthest.
Okay. I would probably have to say, like, somewhere in Bloomsburg.
It's about, like, an hour.
Yeah, I would say. Oh, no. I'm not going more than an hour.
I don't know if he went to Pittsburgh.
I went to Pittsburgh.
No, he went to Atlantic City or something like that.
What?
Nerb traveled.
Nah.
New York.
Yeah.
I got a buddy of mine.
It was New York. He did take a trip.
I got a buddy of mine that beat that. A buddy of mine years and years ago drove to Florida.
What?
Yeah. From
that's like a 24-hour trip if you're like, going to fucking Fort Lauderdale.
From like past Dingman's Ferry. Like, hold on. Drove, right?
Yeah, better got some ass.
Hold on. Drove. Went down there. Crashed and everything. And, like, the most that happened was, like, some feely-touchy... some feely... T.Y. just ran into the fucking garage door.
Might need to raise it a little higher.
Oh, my God. No, he's, like, 5'4". Like, literally, he just has to squat a little bit, and he's clear.
I think he might arch up on his tippy toes.
Nah, see?
Oh, my God.
See?
Goddamn.
T.Y. can hold his liquor. He just...
Oh, my God.
You know, I think Pittsburgh might be the furthest I traveled. I stayed at this girl's place for, like, a weekend. And, like, dude, like, pretty much all we did was, like, we just fucked the whole weekend. Like, we went to the movies.
Well, I suppose so.
Right, it's like, that's like a planned trip. That's...
Right.
You have an obligation to fulfill. Yeah. Like, we have to fulfill something.
It would have sucked if you would have drove up there, and, like, the first night in, like, her time of the month came.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no.
Bro, you better schedule around that shit.
Right.
You need to schedule around that.
Yo, and on my way there, because, like, you know, I don't know, you guys been to Pittsburgh.
No.
It's a boring-ass fucking drive, because it's, like, it's fucking 80 west for almost the whole fucking four-hour drive. So, it's, once I got just outside the city and I could fucking see it in the highway, it, like, opens up to, like, 3-4 lanes, I fucking gunned it. I was like, I just want to fucking get there at this point.
Yeah. You know? You're tired of driving after what? What is this, like a 6-hour trip?
It's about four.
Say almost the same distance as DC. If you know if you hitting the highway the right way.
True story. Right, if you're not hitting it during rush hours, right, not exactly. 6 hours. Yeah. So I'm going like a buck 05 down the highway. Ooh. and I go by this sports car, fucking nice car, just chilling in the right lane. And as I go past it, I'm like, there's no way that's not a fucking cop. So I slow down, lights in the grill come on.
Right, you're already committed at that point. Like, you're like, I know what I was doing.
So he comes over, he's like, hey, how are you doing today? I'm like, not so good, I guess.
Right, and he's at
like,
that point.
He's like, yeah, I clocked you at 95 back there. And in my head, I'm like, well,
I was doing better than
what I was doing. But then he, like, this is, like, one of the few chill cops I've interacted with, because...
If you admit to, like, you, like, you obviously...
If you openly just, admit, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, I was speeding.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there, that wasn't even an option. That wasn't in the question. There, we both firmly knew how fast I was going. And fucking... So, he sees my inspection stickers dead by a week. 1 week. It's the first week of fucking September. And he's like, oh, he's like, your inspection is dead. I'm like, really? You know? And so then he's like, no, that's a good thing. So he gave me like a warning on the speeding, you know, but ticketing me for the inspections.
That's no solid. Points. You would have got probably like 5 points, four or five points at least.
It wouldn't have been great. So, so that he actually did me a solid. So at that point, I got like this fucking, ticket that's over $100, and you know, best believe I was getting that all weekend, you know, making that shit worthwhile.
Right, I mean, I'm paying $100 just to be out here right now.
Yeah, for
not
real.
On top of any other expenses.
Yeah, no, I went to Ohio once to go to a concert with some chick. Nothing happened. I was like 18, but that's like the furthest I traveled, like specifically to.
You was 18 and nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some pussy shit.
I was 18.
I think the furthest I traveled was maybe about like 2.5 hours. And that was an interesting weekend. Because I went out there and she threw a house party for me. Like, hey, you know, my friend's coming through. We're about to have a big ass party. And she threw this fucking banger. Mm. And that was definitely a decent weekend.
Yeah.
It was worth the travel.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it ain't worth the gas now.
Support local pussy.
I don't know. It's a dime a dozen.
Yo, this one time
you got that 1 out of 20 that's still good in the valley.
Right. Well, did you ever? I mean, to cut you off. Have any of you ever traveled like a distance? And like you get there, and it is not what you expected at all.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the sex because it might not even happen. Like,
you mean like catfish kind of shit?
No, well, we could get into that too. Because I think that's happened at least.
I've been catfished.
Yeah, it's happened to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's when I learned camera angles are a motherfucker.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
Been catfished.
Never. Not once, not never.
But no. But I remember years ago. And this is why I don't really travel far anymore. I drove like maybe almost 2 hours. It was like 1 hour and 45. And this is like when Facebook was like just starting to like pick up. Like maybe like 2010.
Gotcha.
Alright, and
I didn't get into Facebook until about like 2009.
Yeah, 2009, 2010.
I graduated high school.
2008 for me as my first. Because
at that time, most people had a MySpace still and a Facebook.
Yeah, right. I remember I was in my computer class in my first semester of college, and I'm like, it's before class, so like I'm checking my MySpace, and my buddy comes over. He's like, I see you haven't grown up yet. So it's like, fuck. All right, I made a fucking Facebook right then.
But again, I mean, I had my Facebook and shit, and I seen this chick on Facebook.
Okay.
But I wasn't friends with her on Facebook, but I was friends with her on MySpace.
Okay.
Shout outs. Hashtag MySpace pimping. And
miss you, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, you with us, man.
Right,
yeah.
You didn't censor us worth a shit.
Nah, you didn't give a fuck. And you let us get free music.
Right.
Yo, I'll
everything. You let us learn about coding.
Right.
Yeah, I'll never
forget. Now the government knows when, like, we talk about flying dildos, and then you get a picture of fucking the Great American Challenge.
But Tom sold out, dude. MySpace has Facebook pages.
Yeah.
MySpace Music has a Facebook page.
Yeah, babe. Yeah, but I drove.
That he made his money in dip.
Yeah. I mean, he did. He did the right way. But and this is why I dipped. I was there maybe an hour when I got there. So I drove an hour, like I said, 45 minutes to this chick's house. And I got there, and the house looked... And again, I'm not judging anybody, but like on the outside, the house looked pretty nice.
Okay, but
it was like a 2-bedroom, like little, like small, like crib. You know what I mean? Like one of those. And on the outside, it was like brick, but it was like different colored brick. Like it was nice.
All right,
you could tell like nice windows and shit. But when I walked in, like the smell of just cat litter.
Yeah.
Like the ammonia in it.
Yeah, like it hadn't been cleaned.
For a while.
Right.
And, like, I got cats. Like, you gotta clean that shit every day.
Yeah. You gotta scoop the shit box.
Yeah. You gotta clean that shit every day. And, so I walk in and immediately, like, my eyes start burning. Like, I'm like, Like, I walked in, I was just like, ah. Like,
you know what I mean? There's a film on everything.
There's a pungent aroma.
Yeah. Like, every, like, walking somewhere, like, a gnat just goes in, like, the corner of your eye. And you're like, oh, like, that's it. But picture that, but burning.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, all right, well, you know, we kicking it upstairs, so maybe the upstairs won't, you know, smell like that. So we go upstairs, and upstairs just smells like mildew. So I'm like, like that basement mildew?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, how you get that musty basement smell upstairs? So at this point, I'm already like, because I had every intention on leaving in the morning, but I'm like, I might dip out of here within like the next few hours. Like,
I gotta go.
Yeah, like maybe two hours, like I'll smoke and chill and shit, and then like I'll get my, you know, shit together. I mean, I know I wasted the gas coming out here, but I'm not, like, there's sometimes you can't put a notch on that belt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think we've all been there where you're just like, you know what?
Shit ain't worth it.
It's not really worth it. So, I remember we were upstairs smoking and shit, and I left my Gatorade in the car. So I'm like, yo, you got like a water or anything like that? She's like, oh yeah, in the kitchen downstairs. You know, there's cases of water on the floor next to the fridge. I'm like, all right, cool. So I go down there. So I walk down the steps. And mind you, I don't see any cats. Like, I smell cat, but I ain't seen no cats. No.
They cooking?
Yet. I don't know. So I go in the kitchen, and it's like 4 cats. Like, I turn on the light, it's like 4 cats in there. Yo, it's just cat shit, like, all over the kitchen.
Damn.
Like, somebody just wasn't in there for a while. So at this point, I'm like, yo, is this an abandoned house? Like, is this chick squatting?
Right, yeah.
She might be.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So, needless to say, I went back upstairs. Chilled for like another hour. Like, I literally just sat on the edge of the bed, like, you know, I ain't leaning on this shit. And mind you, she looked good.
She looked good.
Like, she gave me a hug and shit. Like,
she didn't stink
or nothing, but
she probably took a shower for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she did. I mean, I would imagine.
And then took a love spell bath.
Yeah, I imagine. Probably.
I think they call that a slut shower.
Yeah, but, I'm sitting there training myself.
A couple extra
I'm like,
sprays on the panties so T.Y. can sniff them later.
I'm like,
all the sluts need showers.
What?
All the sluts need showers.
Oh, I heard little sneeze and you smash now.
Yeah, I think it was reverse.
But
yeah.
All I know is I dipped and I was mad as shit and I was not putting
When that, I dip, you put your hands up on my hips.
I wasn't putting no hands on no hips that night.
Damn.
I was dip. I was dipping. I was out, so I hit 81, got back on 81 that night, went home, called it like, cause at some point you gotta have a little bit of, you gotta have morals at that point. I'm like, yo, like if a crib is like, I don't live like that.
There are times where like, you know what, I'd rather just rub it out, this one, you know.
Yeah, and there's
I'll even use my left hand.
Hey, and there's a lot of,
there's
a lot of there's a lot of chicks out there that look real good that got cribs like that, so she ain't the only one. So,
so many like fucking beautiful girls, you only be taking selfies, and their fucking room's a goddamn mess.
House be fucked up. Yeah. Like, yo,
yeah.
Like, at least you clean your shit, but you don't clean the rest of your shit,
right? Well, maybe she might have just cleaned it that time you was coming over. She might be one of them trifling chicks,
man.
Bro, you ever try and go down on a girl and you come right back up?
Oh no!
No, I don't know if I ever ran into that.
Yeah, I have.
It's like, My mistake was we went out.
I lucked out. I've never really encountered that.
We went out in downtown Wilkes-Barre, and we were partying. Obviously, Redondo's and then Mulligan's and fucking Hardware.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're partying.
The square.
Yeah, yeah.
My dumbass thought it was a great idea to try to go down on her that night without suggesting a shower.
No, oh, boy.
Oh, she'd been dancing and shit.
Dancing and grooving and moving.
That shit was right.
That's what your dumbass gets.
Yeah. Man.
So I felt like I did like a yoga pose. I was on my arms. I went down and I came right back up like, I need fresh air. So I was like arching my back.
What'd you say to her?
I didn't say nothing. I just kept it moving.
Yeah, dude, I've definitely gone down while holding my breath. It's not easy. It's not easy.
I can't scuba dive.
Wait.
I'm not scuba diving.
You still went out like a champ?
I did the beat.
Come on, man.
I reciprocated like a gentleman.
Women will respect you so much more if you tell them. Like some might get offended, but when we like, hey.
Right, they're gonna get self conscious a little bit. Yeah. But I think we should take a shower.
Like y'all ain't been like fucking with a chick like most of the night, and then like you know she goes to the bathroom, and then she comes back, and like you know like round three or whatever, and you see a little bit of toilet paper, you're like, hey, you know I appreciate you, you know wiping it up
right,
or whatever,
right.
But you know you got a little
fancy job.
Yeah, you're like, eh. Like the one time I just was like,
no,
like a hair. I was like, ah. It wasn't in the booty. It was on the, you know what I'm saying? It was.
See, I'm not really about round three. I'm a solid musket guy. I have that Minute one Man. Strong. No, I have that one.
I'm saying the Minuteman use muskets.
Right, the one strong fucking shot.
Okay.
But it's going to take me a long time to reload.
Right on.
I got that one strong shot.
That's why you
got
to drink Gatorade.
No, man, that's been me, you know, like.
Eat
like
more bananas.
All my life, it's always been like hour minimum. Stamina's not there. You know, hour two. You know,
you said minimum,
yeah, but yeah, they're not always into that.
Bro, I've done like seven times one night, bro.
You know, but
nope.
But for me, like it takes you know, it takes me that long, but then I'm fucking useless. So like,
we'd be in the bed like aim,
no,
fire.
No, I'm not a musket. I'm a suicide bomber. I get one and it's over.
That's exactly
what's wrong with y'all. What's wrong with y'all?
It's a good one. Like,
right, I'm going to give you the solid one. But like, after that...
Like, I don't care what she looks like. During that one, I'm going to marry this woman. Like,
but then after that...
yeah, 5 minutes later.
I kind of want some soft pretzels and cheese.
Yeah, I just want to hang out.
I'm a little done.
Yeah. I can go what for a cigarette. What do we got on Netflix?
Y'all gotta get y'all stroke stamina up.
I mean, my stroke's all right.
No, you gotta just...
You stroke, get, I just don't need to do it multiple times.
Get y'all stamina, man.
Yeah, she gets multiple. I get one. It's good with me. But about traveling for it, this one time I was a wingman for it. My buddy, he knew this girl in Westchester. So... You know, we get there, it's these, like, 2-3 girls, some shit, living in this apartment.
Shout out to you.
And, like, as soon as we get there, they, like, hand us, like, a fucking bowl. Like I'm not even,
like the welcoming committee
like,
at that point.
Like, there haven't even been introductions yet. I'm just like, yeah, I'm top. You know, like, and, you know, we're just chilling. They got fucking, like... they were like these like fucking hipster chicks. A couple girls that lived there were in a band and they were playing that night. So we go out and we're partying, we're getting drunk as shit, you know. And then we go to some like after party, which like they might have been squatting. Dude, the place was just like inside, just covered with fucking spray paint and like broken vinyl records.
It was an abandoned crib.
Though. And there was no booze whatsoever at this party. No liquor, no beer, just drugs. And it was like, Jesus. You know, so.
You have like a party bowl?
Yeah, so then, yeah. Dude,
you ever go
fucking
to a party
everything.
Bowl party?
Mm. And then we go back to these girls' place. And, you know, the girl that he's there for, she's like, you know, do you guys want this Jameson? And I'm like, I am fucked up. Like, it's like 3 a.m. I'm going to bed.
Right.
So I wake up, like I'm on the couch downstairs. I wake up, it's like 3, and it's like 8 a.m. And I'm thinking, all right, this is a party weekend. I'm going to fucking keep up the momentum. She offered us that Jameson. I'm going to go in the kitchen and do some shots. Because she, Because when I declined, she said, well, it's in the freezer whenever you want it. So I was like, okay.
Well, at least I know where it is.
I'll go do a couple. And, like, I'm not used to doing shots, like, solo. You just take it and you're just standing there like, all right, now what do I do? You know? So, like, it's 8 a.m.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that was a great one. It's fill like, it up again, fill yeah, it up again.
It's like maybe...
hyping yourself up.
It's like maybe 10 minutes. I've done 11 shots.
So you tripper.
And I've only, like... I was chasing it with warm, flat Pepsi from the drive down. And I'm like... feeling a little sick. Feeling a little sick. And I'm just chilling in the kitchen.
Oh, they too are.
And I'm... Yeah, right? And I'm thinking, you know, I can't puke in these girls' sink, you know, that'd be fucking rude, you know, I'm not gonna do that, like, these are nice girls, I'll just go upstairs to the bathroom, you know?
Word.
So, I walk through the living room, my foot hits the first step of this carpeted staircase, and I fucking burst, and I just fucking... throw up all up. I fucking run bust in the bathroom, but dude, it's fucking everywhere, and it and I just don't drink Jameson anymore.
I feel you on that one. Well, our time's up here. We're gonna head out
once again.
Yeah,
Tom, where can we find you? Tell us about your band.
I play bass for Old Charades, which is like a Americana rock kind of band. I play bass in American Buffalo Ghost, which is like a folk rock. I also have The Empty World and Sudden Atrophy Studio Projects.
So where can we find you? What are your handles?
You could find me at the Empty World Band on Instagram, or it might be just The Empty World. Look up The Empty World.
You'll find it.
All my posts are I'm sure.
Duval.
You can find me on Facebook, Duval Branch. You can find me on Instagram, GrooveMania1990. You can find us on Facebook as well, the Super Smash Stories Podcast. And you can find us on Instagram at the SSS Podcast. We're sensational. Never forget it.
T.Y.
It's your boy. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
You can catch me on my fucking Facebook, Flyboy Young, F-L-I, space B-O-I, Y-U-N-G, Twitter, Flyboy Young, MHS, Instagram, Flyboy Young, and make sure y'all go get that EP. Moet is out right now on all platforms, and yes, we are on Pandora now, so add me to your list.
Yeah. And finally, you got me, Crash_concoctions on Instagram. Buy my art. I'm still waiting for somebody to buy it, because this shit ain't free.
Nope.
Again, like Groovy said, we're sensational. We out.
Peace, man.